This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Hi. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Okay. So I saw the Democratic debate, presidential debate last night. I was really, really scared because Bernie, you know, starts to get a little heated. And, you know, when somebody just kind of had a heart attack or unstable angina or an acute coronary event, you know, I'm like ready. I don't know why I'm ready. What am I supposed to do in my house? You know, was the debate in Ohio? Well, anyway, but I was like, okay, you know, Bernie, take it slow, take it down a notch. And I know that's kind of a fallacy where, you know, you can't, you know, get angry after a heart attack, you can't have sex. You actually can. I mean, if they did a good job opening up the artery, but I still get nervous, you know. But he looked good, he looked healthy. It was a long debate, 3 hours, And what caught my ear, and maybe I've been out of the loop for a little bit, but they were talking about Medicare for all who want it. They stopped saying Medicare for all. It's Medicare for all who want it. And they kept throwing those last three words in there. And so, you know, I'm a doctor. I have lots of opinions on the matter. There were no medical professionals up there. Pete Buttigieg, who, I just think he's adorable. I think he's so cute. But he's the one that I think gets credit for the Medicare for all who want it. Bernie Sanders gets credit for the Medicare for all. Pete gets credit for the who want it. And I guess that got thrown in there. I'm not exactly sure what day they decided to throw that in there. Was that new during the debate? You guys school me. And again, I apologize if I've been out of the loop on that one. But my guess is somebody got mad that Medicare for All sounded too socialist or sounded too encroaching. So they had to throw a person's choice. See, that's the thing that's very, very interesting. You know, we talk about the right and the left, where a lot of times we're for certain things, but then we're against certain things, and it just doesn't, you know. I mean, like, you know, if you're pro-choice, you know, and you lean left, then you should also be pro-choice for healthcare. You should have a choice of healthcare. You shouldn't be mandated certain things. So, you know, sometimes the messages get mixed depending on where you are in the aisle. Right has it too, you know? So, you know, against abortion before death penalty. So, you know, that's just where we are with politics, okay? You know, you don't just pick a platform and stick with it all the way. You come up with a platform, then you're like, well, I'm going to defend it even if they contradict. All right. That's not for us to debate. But this Medicare for all, who want it, okay, not the other, who want it, means they're going to tax us, right, to allow us to opt in, although it looks like in some people you'll automatically be enrolled, into the government health insurance option. Who want it means you get a choice. You get to buy private insurance or you get to buy Medicare. Well, you and I know that there is no way a private company can even compete with what the government could do in terms of pricing. Plus, people are scared of the government. So, the government's going to be able to get drugs, you know, very, you know, cheaper. They're going to be able to get, you know, hospitals to do procedures cheaper. And with Medicare, whatever they pay you, they pay you, even if they don't pay you. When you're a Medicare provider, they basically have you by the cojones. And so, and you don't want to lose that Medicare, your standing in Medicare and being able to be a provider, because then, you know, your practice could fall apart. I mean, you know, we were seeing a hefty amount of Medicare patients, and then they had a glitch where they sent us the EOBs, the explanation of benefits, where they paid us, but we never got the checks. Our bank never got any checks. We never got any checks. And when we called them, and it took days to even get somebody, they're like, oh, yeah, there's a glitch. We'll pay you. They've never paid us back fully for all those patients we saw that they claim they paid. So you're kind of screwed when it's the government. So a big question people ask is, okay, well, let's say I do want a choice, all right, and I choose, you know, Medicare for all. If I don't like it, can I go back to private insurance? From what I understand, yeah, after, you know, depending on the enrollment period, but keep in mind, if people aren't buying private insurance, that, and even though the private insurance plans out there suck, so something has to be done competitively, Pete Buttigieg suggested, well, if we have a government plan, we'll be able to drive down the prices of private insurance. They can't compete. Private insurance is going to go out of business. And so when private insurance goes out of business, we have a country on Medicare. And even Pete Buttigieg on his website talks about how you'll basically glide into a just Medicare for all. This public plan will create a natural glide path to Medicare for all. So we already know. It's you, in order to get the votes, in order to get through an election, you got to make people think they have a choice. Now, some people ask, well, why is Medicare so bad? Medicare isn't so bad. I mean, there's a lot of things they don't cover. They don't cover hospice. They don't cover hearing aids, eyeglasses, things like that. There's a lot of things they don't cover, but there's a lot of things they do cover. But we need to look at the math. There are 347 million people in the United States, and those are people that fill out their census form, okay? 347 million. There are only about 1.3 providers, not doctors, but providers. So we're already including nurse practitioners and PAs in that number that take Medicare. So you have 1.3 million to serve 350 million. And how many of those 1.3 million are going to stay? I mean, doctors left. I don't take Medicare anymore because I don't have a private practice anymore. I closed my practice. So count me off that one. A lot of doctors are retiring. A lot of people are like, I'm sick of this. Unless we pump out new doctors, new nurse practitioners, new PAs, how do we have one per 300? Some people say, oh, that's a good number. No, it's not. It's not. I do not think we're ready. And so my problem with anything in politics is don't pass something till we're ready. Don't legalize marijuana, even though I voted for it, until we have the infrastructure ready, like breathalyzers, things like that. Don't pass Medicare for all unless we have the money. Oh, we're going to tax in the future. If we don't have the money now and we don't have the medical providers now, all right, you know, you can collapse the system. This isn't going to work. You need to do it incremental, slow and steady, ooze and ease into it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a couple months ago, I didn't read this on air, and I probably should have. We had a listener who wanted me to comment on how healthcare should be a human right. And this was brought up again in the debate last night, where healthcare is a God-given right. Healthcare is a human right, okay? And that's a very, very powerful statement, but I wanted to dissect that a little bit, okay? I think we all have our definition of healthcare skewed. Okay, when I look at healthcare, I'm a doctor. So I'm thinking life-saving measures. I'm thinking managing comas. I'm thinking delivering babies, managing diabetes, managing high blood pressure, acne, acute illnesses, sore throat, back pain, menstrual cramps, etc. So when I hear the term healthcare, I think of everything out there. IV fluids, hospice, all that, okay? When the average person talks about healthcare and they say it's a God-given right, I don't think they have a clear-cut definition. Now, personally, if I was going to take off my medical hat, and we really don't wear hats in medicine, I mean, unless we do surgery, okay? And I really hate that term, taking off my medical hat. Okay, taking off my scrubs. If I'm going to take off my scrubs, woohoo! I would say, and me, just this is Dr. This is Dahlia, all right, talking. All right, that's me. Hey! I don't really call myself my name. It's weird when I call my name Dahlia. My name is Dahlia. I would say that if we live in a society, a first world society, right, a very highly industrialized society, and we have people that get sick or have life-threatening conditions, I mean, we save our own. So as far as I'm concerned, emergency care for any of our citizens, and honestly, anybody on our soil, right, is a given. You have somebody who was shot. You got somebody hit by a car. You have somebody having a heart attack. We take care of them. And you want to know what? I mean, we do. Ambulance comes, picks you up, takes you to a hospital. If they didn't, if we lived in a society where you were left on the street because you don't have money or you can't prove your citizenship, I'd have a big problem with that. But if you are rolling around in the middle of the street, God forbid, after a car accident, ambulance is going to come, they're going to pick you up, they're going to take you to a hospital. I think if you live in America and, you know, you're paying your dues, and you're working, and you're, you know, contributing to society, I believe that is your right. Now, what about, well, somebody needs to manage your diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and back pain. Okay. On one end, I could say, all right, yeah, you know, those are issues that you have. We're here to take care of you. But where this gets a little bit tricky is, what if you ate crap food, right, your whole life? Or let's say, what if you snorted cocaine and gave yourself an abnormal heart rhythm or deviate or blew a hole in your septum? If you have a medical condition that was your fault, do you still have a right? Is it still America's duty to take care of it? Some people will say yes, some people say, well, but then that starts getting tricky because we don't want the powers that be that go, you know what, you're overweight, Dahlia. All right, you were talking about how you eat ho-hos. We have proof, and we have a selfie of you eating a ho-ho. If you have weight issues, don't be blaming it on hormones or a back injury or whatever. This is on you. So, I mean, who then starts to decide what's health, you know, what's your fault and what's not? What is your right? We need to be very, very careful when we start to bring up health care is your God-given right. All right, that, now that's like, okay, for now that starts getting tricky. That could actually hurt the cause more than help it. So when we're talking about health care for everybody or Medicare for all, I mean, you know, a big expense that just knocks people out is hospice and long-term care. That knocked my family out. We owned land that later, if we were able to hold on to it, well, I didn't, my grandmother did, the Mayo Clinic built a parking lot on it. We could have potentially been the ones to sell to Mayo Clinic and be rich, but my grandmother couldn't because she had a husband with congestive heart failure, GI bleeds, and she had to pay for nursing home care because Medicare didn't cover it. So I'm hearing all these politicians talk about health care for all, Medicare for all, and, you know, how, you know, Bernie's like, you know, nobody should go bankrupt because of a cancer diagnosis. Well, are you going to change Medicare to cover long term? I mean, what are you promising here? Managing somebody's diabetes, that's important. Managing somebody's high blood pressure, that's important. Whether people think it's a right or not a right, you know. But dying with dignity, I think, is a right. Being able to have your last days or months not in pain with nursing staff, I think if you put in your dues to your country, you should be able to die with dignity and painlessly. But that's not a basic Medicare-covered entity. So if you're going to really, really come up with rights, you should have a right. If you're going to use that term, let's really dissect it. If you are a fetus, do you have a right to be born? If you were made from an egg and a sperm, and the DNA clicked, do you have a right to be born? Whose rights are we talking about? You know, it was a little hard to watch the debate last night because they were talking about reproductive freedom. They're using the term reproductive freedom to include abortion. I don't mind birth control being a part of reproductive freedom, just the term. Reproductive freedom is your choice to reproduce or not. Reproductive freedom is if you want to have two babies or five babies or nine babies, you have a choice. Okay, I think we all agree on that. You might need a lot of funding, you know, from the government and help, you know, if you're going to have nine kids. But if you want to have a lot of babies, that's your choice. If you want to use birth control to not get pregnant, that's your choice too. But does reproductive freedom include ending the life of a fetus? To the Democrats, apparently it does. So, does the fetus have a right? And then if we are going to fight and say that it is a human right to have health care, then that fetus should be born. They have a right to live too. So you see, you got to be really, really careful with your terminology. Now, Bernie Sanders wants to create a 4% income-based premium paid by employees, exempting those who make less than $29,000 to pay for Medicare for all, as well as a 7.5% income-based premium paid by employers, exempting the first $2 million in payroll to protect small businesses, eliminating health tax expenditures, making federal income tax more progressive, include a marginal tax rate of up to 70% on those making above $10 million. 70% tax rate. Taxing earned and unearned income at the same rates, limiting tax deductions, making an estate tax more progressive, including a 77% top rate on an inheritance above $1 billion. That's a lot of money. Now, I know people go, well, you know, they'll still get $230 million out of the inheritance. Giving $77 billion? Now, yeah, if you take the rich people and you take millions from them, yeah, that might work to cover some of Medicare for All. But my guess is the average rich person isn't going to make that money then. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two of the latest police officer deaths in America were self-inflicted. This mental health expert in New Hampshire, Ken Norton, says cops have to have a safe place to go.
Have first responders talk about their openly about their mental health and getting help.
Another NYPD police officer has died by suicide. As the department says, the off-duty police sergeant was found dead of the self-inflicted gunshot wound in Queens on Tuesday. It's the 10th NYPD suicide this year, twice as many as all of 2018. And the shooting death on Monday of a Montgomery County, Maryland police officer has been ruled a suicide by a medical examiner. 38-year-old officer Thomas Bomba was found dead in a parking garage in Silver Spring right after he'd radioed for backup, claiming he was dealing with what he called disorderly subjects. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Alright, we are back on the Doc Adali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-ADALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Making headlines, General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union has tentatively reached an agreement to give temporary workers a clear path to becoming full-time employees, helping pave the way to end that strike that has gone on now for over a month. GM will give temporary workers who make between $15 and $19 an hour and have fewer benefits the opportunity to become full-time workers after 3 years of consecutive service. Temporary workers not only make, you know, less, obviously, but they don't get the retirement, they don't get all the benefits. And companies, since Obamacare, and even before that, but I think Obamacare was a huge accelerating factor, companies realized that if you had, you know, two part-timers, you could save a hell of a lot more money than having one full-time. So you have a lot of companies hire part-timers. So part-timers, you don't have to give or just like with Uber or Lyft or whatever, you don't have to give benefits. You don't have to give paid leave. You don't have to give, you know, it really is, you know, I've been an employer. And mind you, I've also been an employee. I've been an employee longer than I've been an employer. And being an employee, you know, these are things that if you're making a company money and you're, you know, allowing that company to be, you should get benefits. But being an employer, if your labor costs are high, and labor is usually what kills you, it's not the rent, it's not the air conditioning, it's not the insurance, it's the labor costs, you know, paying for somebody to not be there hurts. And that's tough. That's a loss. You know what I mean? And what we recommend employers do is look at the overall budget. You know, I mean, just don't go, well, gosh, I'm already paying them $19 an hour. Plus then I'm going to pay them, you know, 8 hours for Christmas and we're closed on Christmas. And at $19 an hour, I'm paying them for, well, one is you want to keep them happy. Two is, you know, you don't look at it as you're paying them $19 an hour. Look at it as you're paying them $20 an hour. And then that extra dollar an hour that you're not paying them is going to all their benefits. That's kind of how you have to look at it. And a lot of employees will do that. They'll be like, you know I'm making 19, but I actually calculate, I'm actually making 22 an hour. Because I'm getting this covered, this covered, this covered, this covered. So a lot of employees do understand that and they do appreciate it. But you got to be really, really careful because, you know, looking at it a certain way because you could get very, very frustrated. Because it's a lot of money. So apparently a lot of big companies have been trying to get away from paying those extra, you know, benefits by making you temporary or part-time. They say this change now, according to GM, or according to New York Post, will apply retroactively to all workers who have already worked at the company for more than 3 years. So this change is going to affect 4,000 union workers at GM across the country. Now, I guess the details are still being hammered out. The company and union representatives have reached an agreement in principle. Now, this move will probably mean GM is going to now have to take on a whole bunch of new people as full-time employees, meaning they're going to have to not only give them benefits, but they're going to have to give them from temporary hours, part-time hours, to full-time hours. So what does that mean for you and I? Well, prices may go up. Or they're going to limit hiring. You know, I mean, unions serve a very significant role. They do. They serve an amazing role. And I understand how in the 1800s, the late 1800s, 1900s with the Industrial Revolution and big business, a lot of workers were being cheated, were being abused. And so you needed to have guidelines. You needed to have labor laws. I agree with that. You do the work and your boss doesn't pay you. You needed protection because there's jerks out there. So I'm for that. But the one thing that I always notice is after a union wins and gets a negotiating, even if they were right, it ends up hurting others, you know? So we'll see what happens with that. Now, the next big headline that came out of yesterday's debate was Beto O'Rourke's discussion on assault rifle confiscation. Apparently, he kind of suggested a plan, and I don't know how well it was received, where he would implement a mandatory assault weapons buyback. And when asked, what if people don't want to sell the gun to the government, and you could bet it's going to be pennies on the dollar, he then would, he stopped short, but basically he said officers would not go door to door, and they would enforce the ban by empowering officers to take those weapons from people when they bring them into the public space. Now, that was really confusing. What I got out of it is, you know, would police be having to go door to door if you don't voluntarily allow the government to buy your AK, 47 or whatever? will police officers be going door to door? Now, whether Beto O'Rourke was saying that's not going to happen or whether he was implying that would happen, that just kind of started to bring back, you know, the plight of the police officers. Imagine going door to door going, yes, I'd like the gun back. I'd like your guns. I mean, what do you think is going to happen to that officer? I mean, do we have enough police force to go door to door to take guns? I mean, how are they really, I mean, you know, what is the, you know, paint for us how that would look if you are going to go door to door to take weapons. Now, I understand you could seize illegal weapons. I understand there are raids. There's ways to seize illegal weapons, and those are very, very dangerous. But, you know, people who kind of lived through the Holocaust or a family lived through the Holocaust or, you know, who, you know, they collect guns and, you know, they've never used them. They're good guys. You know, they have their, full background checks. You know, most likely a good guy is not going to shoot an officer trying to take away their gun. But the idea of, okay, a mandatory buyback, I just don't see that working. And, you know, who are we deputizing to administer these new rules? You know, our police aren't doing that well. They're having a rough time. Did you know that a 10th NYPD officer has died by suicide? The NYPD confirms that an off-duty sergeant died by suicide last night. He died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound and pronounced dead at Jamaica Hospital in Queens. Authorities say he shot himself in his head at home. He is the 10th NYPD officer to die from suicide in 2019. I mean, we aren't even talking about all the you know, officer shootings and that, you know, that result in, you know, officers dying. We're talking now suicide, and this is just one police department. Law enforcement leaders across the country are sounding the alarm over a suicide crisis affecting officers from departments nationwide. New York City Council members introduced legislation last month requiring the police department to contract a specific number of licensed clinicians to provide mental health support and awareness to all New York City police officers. And, you know, somebody had asked me, how does that work? I mean, you got a cop, and a cop is a stud. You know, they're like, I got no problem. I'm not talking to nobody. And, you know, they're tough guys. So how do you get a clinician, you know, saying, you know, excuse me, can you please, you know, come and share your feelings? Now, I mean, these clinicians are trained. They're trained on how to get, you know, these tough cookies to sit down and talk to them. And they do provide amazing, amazing help. But it is tricky. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. Women seem to, on the whole, have a much better time opening up about it. But cops, male cops, may think, if I even bring up suicide, it's going in a record, and I don't want it in a record. So, you know, putting gun confiscation on the backs of police officers, I don't think would be a good choice. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few years ago, I was at a radio conference, and I made the comment, this is years ago, how Breast Cancer Awareness Month is sometimes one of the worst months, because we really miss the point when we do all the pink, and we make our football players wear pink cleats, and, you know, and it's just, it's a long month. And it just seems to be very overwhelming. And I at first hesitated, you know, should I say something like that? Should I, you know, it's a great cause. We have breast cancer in the family. I mean, I'm a fan of women fighting it. I'm just not a fan of how we're doing Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I'm like, you know what? Go with it. People are going to get mad at me no matter what. Well, here we are, right, only halfway through. And, yeah, there's a lot of criticism. There is a lot of criticism. In fact, people think this whole Breast Cancer Awareness Month and all the pink starts to trivialize the disease. So what some critics say is a lot of these Instagram posts and, you know, selfies and pictures are just a little too cute. And they're making it too cute, light, and simple, you know? And people with cancer say they dread Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You know? Seeing a football player who's healthy, running strong, able to be out there on the field, you know, wearing pink cleats, may not be taken like you think it would. Some people are like, oh, that is really, really cool. We have our guys out there, and they're wearing pink. They are showing support and solidarity, you know, to women and men with breast cancer. Very cool. Others may be like, you know, I'm not going to get to run. I'm not going to get to build muscle mass. I'm never going to play football. I'm never going to, you know, I've got cancer. I want to escape. I want to watch football and not think about my cancer. So Fox News talks about this. People are pinkifying their possessions, getting pink manicures and, you know, wearing pink. There's an Instagram account called Bus Bros, and they posted a photo in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month with a bright pink bus. And its caption was, once again, October's here, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Women are 1 to 8 chances to get breast cancer. Men can get it too. Save the tatas by getting involved, get educated, and support Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So a lot of people, right, they use the term, save the tatas. Well, to somebody who had breast cancer, had to lose one of their tatas, or both of them, they may not take that very well. Again, these guys' hearts in the right place, but there was another post at Lamb Stuffed where they included a recipe for a banana strawberry smoothie and said that it was her contribution to the Hello Cook Pink Challenge, where people can upload photos of pink foods and attach recipes for making them during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's nice. But is that giving money to cancer research? Is that bringing in new cancer drugs? Is that, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful smoothie. This is a fantastic looking picture. But is it them getting, you know, who's actually getting the quan? Who's getting the attention on that one? Now, some people think these are valiant attempts to further the cause of breast cancer, pass on awareness, and generate interest for the cause. But others think it trivializes the experience of survivors, reduces that experience to something cute, pink, and stomachable for those who don't know how hard the illness is. Now, one breast cancer survivor at Andrena Burns says breast cancer awareness is a detriment to the cause. She, apparently there was this photo of a bunch of pink balloons with nipples painted on them. So together they look like a bunch of balloon breasts. And she writes, I blanking struggle with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It feels like my entire world are awash with pink t-shirts and other useless stuff. She used a word for that. Along with frothing messages telling us that if we give our girls a squeeze every month, well, simply put, it will all be okay. I did, and it wasn't. So Breast Cancer Awareness Month is a very, very, very long month for people with breast cancer. And it, you know, makes it seem like, okay, well, if you get your mammograms, you'll be good. Okay, yes, getting mammograms are important, you know. I mean, I got mine. I posted a picture of me getting mine, you know, yeah. But, I mean, and I do that to show, guys, if I could go and I could get naked and get a picture done, you can too. You know, and so, I do like the idea that we do have breast cancer awareness, but is the whole month necessary? And is it just kind of adding salt to the wound? In an Instagram post from earlier this year, the Menopause Collective shed some awareness on, quote, pink washing and the cutesy nature of breast cancer campaigns at large in a post that illuminated two different voices. The first noted that as a result of ovarian cancer, she now has a front bottom pictured in the Instagram photo. I'm not sure what that means. She said that while everyone is busy focusing on breast cancer, ovarian cancer doesn't get the attention it deserves. And there is nothing pretty and cute about her. Oh, maybe that's her Lily. Maybe she put a picture of that. I don't know. A second voice that the post illuminates talks about the reality of breast cancer and the lack of pretty pinkness in her experience. Do you see anything pink and fluffy here? I don't. She says, I simply see a broken, petrified, and seriously unwell woman. A single mom of four, three of them tiny babies. I didn't feel sexy or glossy or bosom focused on this day 9 years ago, and I certainly wasn't giving much thought to who my bosom buddies were. I simply wanted to stay alive, as I do now, dealing with my third diagnosis. Maybe it's time for a rethink. So, you know, when you look at, oh, I see what the picture is. She had surgery such that her abdomen now looks like a tushy. That's what it means, a front bottom. Okay. So, you know, I guess there's a book called Pink Ribbon Blues, How Breast Cancer Culture Undermines Women's Health. The commercialization of breast cancer has contributed to a lighthearted approach to awareness and advocacy that trivializes breast cancer, limits our ability to comprehend what it's like to face a disease, live with medical uncertainty, and accept the difficulty realities of risk, recurrence, treatment, and even death. So what I think it has turned into, unfortunately, is people using it as a PR ploy. Now, again, I love football. I love watching football. But, you know, the NFL has gotten hit with a lot of, you know, issues recently, especially with the kneeling during the national anthem and, you know, all sorts of stuff. And so, you know, them wearing pink, is it, you know, really that they're, you know, trying to help people figure out what life is like without breasts or, you know, how painful breast cancer could be or what Olivia Newton-John's going through, you know, or is it a way to go, look, you know, we stand by our women. So, I don't want to insinuate that they aren't pro-breast cancer or pro, you know, the breast cancer fight, but a lot of people doing pink and getting their bus or their car or their, you know, hashtag out there, you know, might have secondary gain. And, you know, these causes, these awareness months, you know, they do allow a lot of secondary gain. And so, you know, people who have breast cancer, if they hate Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I think we kind of need to listen to them. Maybe we need to make a Breast Cancer Awareness Week. Maybe the problem is it is all month long. And I think you could get the message out in a week. You know? 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.